Preparing for MBA admissions interviews is not just about the right answer. There are three factors that I keep reiterating to clients for improving their interview performance: medium, loud, and clear. Number one, speed. There are candidates whose natural style of delivery is fast. As long as each word is clearly enunciated, accent or speed is rarely an issue. Even then, if you're giving a Zoom or Skype interview, such super fast delivery can lead to awkward moments where the lag of the conversation takes some time to process. When it is slow, the interviewer can guess for missed audio or even clipped audio. For in-person interviews, don't worry about speed as long as you don't go too fast. When I started my YouTube channel, I was nervous. From remaining an anonymous writer who was in the background for all articles you loved in FNG Mag, I was suddenly in front of the camera trying to talk. The last great stage performance was in the final year of my engineering in front of 50-odd audience. Now, I was in front of potentially 150-plus countries and 100,000-plus viewers. One thing I tried to do to mask my nerves was to talk fast. The idea was to force the audience to pay attention to what I was saying without looking at all the imperfections of my face, the lighting, and the background. I might have succeeded in that, but the engagement in those videos is low in terms of completion rate. That is one metric I pay attention. How many people completed watching my video? And this is what I found. Fast is way behind. Super fast, if it's intentional, do well. The slow ones are the worst performing. Medium speed was at the top. My medium speed might be fast for many, slow for a few, and medium for most. It's the confidence with which you speak at a pace that is true to how you talk in real life is where the magic happens. It takes practice to reach that pace, script, and answer your questions several times. For help scripting your answers, subscribe to FNG Mad's MOOC interview service at store.fngmad.com/mooc-interview-service. Number two, loud. The too loud scenario rarely exists unless you're using external mics that lead to the humming noise. For all of the scenarios, algorithms in the communication software automatically reduce the loudness. Candidates from Eastern culture where loudly talking is considered rude are the only demographic I had to coach to speak up. The rest of the candidates from other nationalities had a natural inclination to speak loudly, even if their answers were not perfect. A few times I've seen applicants switching volume when they're not sure of the answer. It's a dead giveaway. Even if you don't know the answer, speak with a consistent volume. Number three, clear. I'm no one to judge. If you are in a desk job like me, writing, creating, strategizing, building technology, doing analysis, or meeting clients and presenting once a week or once a month, there'll be a definite gap in how you present your thoughts in spoken words versus how you write. The first challenge for me when I began doing podcasts for FNG Mad was being comfortable with my own voice and style. Find your true style and then speak with clarity. Yesterday, my wife was nervous to do her chemistry podcast, citing that she sounds like a girl and not a woman. I shared that I also hated my sound, but if you enunciate the right R and S, you don't have to worry about the quality of your timbre. Even the best actors sound nasally. Accept how you sound and focus on the golden rule: medium, loud, and clear. For help preparing for your MBA admissions interview, subscribe to FNG Mad's MOOC interview service at store.fngmag.com/mooc-interview-service.